Osun State government commenced the construction of Olaiya flyover in February this year with a promise to complete it in 9 months. However, the project could not be completed at the set time, and this has generated concerns and insinuations in some quarters. While some people were insinuating poor job as contained in the report being circulated on social media, some motorists, including Mr. Bamidele Olusegun, Bayo Rosomo, and Mayowa Okunkeye, expressed divergent views on the project.
There is a little hardship there pertaining to movement of the vehicle. We have to take heart. Then take courageous in everything we are doing now, because later we shall enjoy it.
This is a major road, as you know. They should have planned for another road where people can pass through, alternative road. So that is why I said it's making confusion to many people.
They should find means to open the bridge for us so that we're able to, that we will not cause the hold up during the Christmas and the New Year. I even appreciate the government for doing the bridge, but they should look towards the wheel beneficiary also.
Reacting, Osun State Commissioner for Works and Transportation, Mr. Remi Omowaye, said the contractor handling the project had a wide range of experience and was working relentlessly to ensure quality job and speedy completion.
We also insisted as a government, as a ministry, on something that must be done to help the lifestyle or life plan of the project. The contractor has not left site for one day, and today the project is around 90%. So
Mr. Omowaye corroborated the view that more vehicular movement will be experienced during the festive period, but stressed that adequate plan was on ground to prevent traffic congestion.
If you get to all strategic areas in Oshopona, they are well manned by those managing traffic. And in furtherance to that, the governor also directed that some immediate port rehabilitation we need to do, because it is one of the reasons why you have traffic build up is when you have portal at the center of the road and all that. So as I speak to you, we are rehabilitating, patching some certain port area within town.
The commissioner urged motorists and other road users to cooperate with traffic managers for heat-free traffic flow during and after the Yuletide. In Oshogbo, the Osun State capital, Abiodun Adeoye, Radio Nigeria.